The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
Hey, Jace, did I see you drive by my house in a new car?
You sure did there, Goober. I waved to you in your front lawn.
Nice. I didn't know you were getting a new one. Where did you go, Jason?
I went to Sears Imported Autos, and I really wasn't planning on getting a new car. But I went online, I saw a car, I went in there, and Sue, I love Sue, her service was amazing, and it really was one of those examples of customer service makes a difference. And it's not a surprise to me. They've been in business for over 55 years, serving not one, not two, not three, four Lex and Dawn, four generations of happy customers, and now I'm one of them. They were named best of the best for Mercedes for 2018 and 2019. I mean, it is really where, as they say, quality meets affordability. The selection of their certified pre-owned vehicles will help you find like a dream car at the price you want. So if you're going to get a car, Dawn or Lex, Sears Imported Autos. Where are they again, Lex?
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka.
More information at searsimports.com.
And when you walk into Sears Imported Autos, make sure you say you heard about them from Jace. I don't want to be alone. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the 7 o'clock hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning. I might talk 107.1, everything entertainment. Everything Elmer Fudd. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny on this Wednesday, February 24th, 2021. Good morning, friends. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy morning. Humpy Hump Day.
Oh, oh.
There's a lot Happy of other things we're celebrating.
Mm-hmm. Tortilla Day.
Mm-hmm. Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks Day. That's right. If you haven't seen Twin Peaks, this is a good day to go watch.
Mm-hmm. It's the day that Dale Cooper entered Twin Peaks. He says it on his recorder to Diane. Diane, it's February 24th, 11:30 a.m. I'm entering the town of Twin Peaks.
Mm-hmm. So nice. If you haven't started it yet, go watch it. I'll have some classic Twin Peaks commercials throughout the show to celebrate. And as you drive into work today, why don't you just put the theme on repeat? Just have it going over and over again. It's a beautiful theme. I love it.
Yeah, you just kind of sway slowly.
It brings up like a full moon, foggy night, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Dawn, what is your favorite? Because if you're new to our show, Dawn is our Twin Peaks historian and Uber fan. Do you have a favorite cut of music from your show?
I mean, this one is really, really great. It's my favorite. I mean, it just brings back so many memories. It's just so nostalgic for me.
Did you like it right away, Dawn?
I did. You know, at the time in my life, I was actually going through a pretty hard time. I was pregnant, and I wasn't going to school. I was having too hard of a time dealing with my daughter's father. And so I was just too distressed over it. And so they let me go to school. I had really good grades anyway. So I would get my homework, and I lived in Kansas City with my sister. And then on Fridays, I would come back to school and turn in my homework, and they would give me new homework. So I really look forward to this every week. This was like my one respite from just escaping my life, which felt like it was falling apart.
Yeah.
This was like, everything to me. And I just devoured all of it. And then I would tape it on a VCR.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then I would rewatch it and make notes and write down clues and who I thought did what. I think I have that notebook somewhere. I'll have to find it.
Really?
Yeah. That's I was really into it.
You were being a producer before you were a producer, because
yes.
I was doing the same thing, but I was on the air, so we were using it all.
Yeah. So, I just love it.
Isn't it funny how things like TV, movies. It's attached. It's good, good content, right?
Yeah.
But it's always attached to who you watched it with, how you felt, what was going on in your life, how it resonated with you at the time. Mm-hmm. And that's that nostalgia that you probably always think, well, you always think back and go, wow, that was a great time because mm-hmm. that was my respite.
Uh-huh.
I was struggling, but that was the bright spot.
It was my escape, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, music does that for people, but it's TV shows do as well. Did you, when did you figure out, because for people that aren't familiar, you know, the overarching mystery of the show, much to the chagrin of creator David Lynch, was who killed Laura Palmer. Dawn, when did you figure it out? Did you figure it out pretty soon? Because you just said you had the notebook.
From what I remember, I was pretty shocked and didn't know. So it was like all that episode is just really one of my favorite episodes ever. When you do find out, oh my gosh.
Well, I remember seeing Fire Walk with Me, the movie.
Oh God, that's terrifying.
Thank you. It is messed up.
Yeah.
Like it's, I saw it alone at night.
Oh my gosh.
I saw it alone at a theater in Indianapolis, and I remember, it's so funny, like Lex just said, so many memories just kind of get washed away with the sea of life, but this one, I remember it was a General Cinema in a mall parking lot, Castleton Square Mall in Indianapolis, and I remember walking to my, I didn't have any friends, I didn't know anyone, and the friends I, you know, the three that I did have didn't want to go, and this was a prequel, right, Dawn, if I remember correctly?
Yeah.
It was a prequel movie. And it's when I started getting freaked out about closets because of Bob the Demon.
Yeah. Bob was, Bob. Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Mm, and that guy was...
I can still see Bob.
That guy was just a member of the crew. And David Lynch saw him.
Me.
Like, he saw him in a shot.
Like, you're scary.
And he was like, okay... They basically recast it with this guy because he was just has long gray hair and could look kind of creepy. Supposed to be like the nicest guy ever, but he just saw him in the camera view and was like, "That's Bob."
Oh, how terrifying!
Did you guys?
Yeah.
Were you into David Lynch before Twin Peaks, or was Twin Peaks your intro?
No, I was into him before. I
so
loved Eraserhead and
okay,
Blue Velvet. The Elephant Man, Blue Velvet. Yeah. Loved everything. And you know, he's very diverse. He's got a lot of different movies that aren't all creepy and weird.
Yeah. Yep.
Right. But for me, it was Blue Velvet. I had seen Eraserhead and didn't like it just because I didn't understand myself, basically.
Yeah.
And I have grown to appreciate it now. But Blue Velvet just freaked me out, and I loved it. The Dennis Hopper character was
oh my
so
gosh,
awesome
he's so
in that
scary.
Movie.
What's the premise of I haven't seen it. What's the premise?
Violence and weirdness and drugs.
Isabella Rossellini plays this nightclub singer, and she... is involved with all these criminals, and Kyle MacLachlan is just this guy, and he finds his ear in a field. That's how it starts out. And
Dennis Hopper is always huffing on the, I don't know, what was that, nitrous?
Yeah.
He always had the nitrous thing.
Yeah, so he gets into a relationship with Isabella Rossellini, and then... Oh, I don't even know what to say. It's just—it's like a kidnapping murder mystery with some super creepy dark characters.
Yeah.
So it's really he loves to bring back the nostalgia of the 1950s. Like he's really into black and white, good or bad, and he likes to play on those and kind of mix around with things like that.
I wonder how he lives. Do you ever wonder? You want to curate your own MTV Cribs?
Yeah.
Oh. I want to see David Lynch's house.
No, white picket fence. It looks like the house in 8 is enough. I'll bet you anything.
Yep. Right? Yep. Just that or a van.
As normal as can be.
He's really into meditation. He has a meditation center that you can go to in L.A., the Transcendental
I need that
Meditation Center. Yeah.
Well, you can see Twin Peaks on just if you have a streaming service, if you have a like a Roku or something, search for it, and the seasons are available. It is 7:13. Coming up a little bit later in the show, the details on Walt Disney World's 50th anniversary. But next, I've been wanting to talk about this for a while. Lex has had it on the sheet, as has Dawn. They have dipped their toes. Well, Dawn's been in the pool for a while. Into Drag Race UK. Lex's thoughts and more when we return. Warning, here comes a cliche, ladies. Your smile is your calling card to the world.
Yeah, even though people can't see our smiles on the radio.
Well, they can sense we're smiling even during your dad jokes, Lex.
Dawn, I don't know if I would categorize that post-joke look as smiling.
Rude!
All jokes aside, your smile is so important, and if you don't like yours for whatever reason, it can be debilitating. It can really affect the quality of your life. And that's why we're so proud to represent Dr. Amy Hughes at Hughes Dental. Dr. Amy has her fantastic virtual smile consults. Here's how it works. You email Dr. Amy with your smile concerns. You can even upload a pic at hughes-dental.com. And Dr. Amy will send you back a private video message detailing an action plan. And here's one of the best things. There's no pressure to buy. She doesn't believe in that stuff. This is your year to change your smile. And yes, here's another cliche, change your life.
And she's the best at cosmetic dentistry. Don't you have a fun nickname for Dr. Amy, Jace?
I sure do. The Yoda of cosmetic dentistry.
Trust her, we do.
Very good Yoda there, Dawn. Contact Dr. Amy and take advantage of her virtual smile consults at hughes-dental.com. And don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist too. She's my regular dentist. Again, that's hughes-dental.com.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
Coming Sunday, April 8th.
She's dead. Wrapped in plastic.
11:30 a.m., February 24th. Entering the town of Twin Peaks.
The Los Angeles Times says Twin Peaks is certainly like nothing else on television.
As W.C. Fields would say, I'd rather be here than Philadelphia.
The Washington Post calls it unprecedented. This you gotta see.
Bobby, did you kill Laura Palmer?
Sunday, April 8th, from David Lynch, Twin Peaks.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
We're right here, Rocco. It's kind of rude.
That's fine.
Rude!
By the way, if I may say, brava, brava to Hannah on our digital team. I guess Lori and Julia continuing the tradition they started with Donnie.
Yes.
They were mean to Rocco, and I know that shocks absolutely no one, but they were mean to Rocco, and one day, so Hannah on our digital team posted on social media a Rocco appreciation post, and I was living for it. I was, oh, it was fantastic. Because why would we think they would change? Why? Why do we think they would change?
Yeah, he's just trying to help.
Oh, don't light a fire under me about these two, Jason. Oh, I'm approaching dangerous territory. Rocco brings to the table, as did Donnie, so much experience in the business, so much knowledge, so much creativity, and they treat him like he's a intruder at a Sunday picnic. You know what I mean? God, Donnie was a disc jockey in the 70s. Oh. Rocco has worked at some of the biggest stations in the market, and he's a creative genius.
Genius. I loved it.
I gotta mute it. I loved it though. Go out back and light up a dart.
Go ahead. You can see what I'm talking about on the My Talk social accounts. Yeah. Okay, Lex, I've been waiting. You have dipped your toe into Drag Race UK. Talk to me. Talk to us.
Yes, okay.
Talk to
guys,
America.
I love Drag Race, and I love the UK ladies.
Yes!
This show is just delightful. You know, my favorite times in during the show, of course, I love the runway. I love the musicals and things that they put on. But it's when they're putting on their makeup, and they're having real conversations as human beings mm-hmm. about how they grew up, about their relationships, about whatever it is. It's always so heartwarming. And this group in particular, this first season, because I've also dipped my toe in the second season of the UK Drag Race as well.
Dawn, what have we done?
I'm so excited.
Yeah, I watched the entire first season over the weekend. I just had it
Who
on as
are
I was
you,
doing
Dawn
things.
McClain? Who are you, Dawn, watching Real Housewives of Atlanta?
I was. I was channeling Dawn because I had it on and, you know, I was just doing things and I just, I just couldn't stop. It's such a delightful crew. Now, one thing that I loved about this season in particular is, so RuPaul, she's there. She's in the UK hosting and Michelle Visage is there. So you have some familiar faces. But I was so happy that they kept the times when RuPaul especially was confused. Like, what is that? What does that mean? Because RuPaul was me. I mean, there were a few times I was like, I have no idea. So I turned the subtitles on because that really helped me.
Oh.
And I just felt like this is so relatable because there's things like, I'm bricking it. And I was like, what is bricking it? What does that mean?
You're S-ing it.
Yeah, you're right. And you're scared, you're terrified. Yeah. Or like they come in, they're like, what's the crack? Let's crack on. And I'm like, I'm going to start using that.
Yeah.
Or they're like, I got sussed. I'm like, what does that mean? You know, so there's just a bunch of things. And even like a sousa, you know, they're talking about people who live in Liverpool. Or I'm a camp plod. And it's just like all of these slangs. And I'm like, what? But I really loved the season. You're right. They're not as polished.
Do you love that? Dawn and I predicted, don't mean to interrupt you, sweetie, but do you love that aspect? Dawn and I thought you would.
Absolutely. Because there's a transformation in the end where you feel, and I love how the editing, and they do this with all of RuPaul's Drag Race. You know, they have the character, the strong, whether they're mean, they're nice, they're whatever. But then like Olivia is a good one from the current season 13 right now, where Olivia Lux, where, you know, she's super nice and sweet, but then you start seeing signs of divaness
and meanness.
Yep. Right. And then, of course, there's the opposite scenarios, too. And there's so many examples of that. And so, you know, I just love to see how it unfolds. And of course, can you guess my favorite character or my favorite queen of the first season?
Dawn, who do you think?
Bag of chips.
What do you think, Jace?
I'm with Dawn. I've always thought you were going to love Bag of Chips.
You're so right. I love Bag of Chips. Oh, my God.
I know.
So hilarious. I just want to eat him up. So funny. And I loved all of his, the clothes, the whole thing, just the whole package. And then, of course, Vivian, seeing them together in not only the Snatch Game, but just as queens, you can see the love there, and they would just have the best show. And I did like Davina, too.
Yeah.
From the get-go, all three of them, they were
fighting.
My top three.
Oh, just so fighting and fighting to win.
Yeah.
I was kind of pulling for her, you know?
Yes. Well, I mean, she was always trying to say, look, I've done this, I've done that. No one's really appreciating it. Kind of felt a little whiny, but she was right about that.
Yeah.
There weren't a lot of them, and if you just tuned in, we're talking Drag Race UK, which you can see on the Worlds of Wonder app, and there's a subscription fee, but as Dawn discovered, there is a world on that app that you can watch. But Lex, don't you think there are far more queens on the season that you like than you don't like? Did you find that?
Yes, that's true. That's true for the first season. The second one, there's more that I don't like, but that's, you know, probably what happens. The other thing about this, too, they're naughty.
Oh,
yeah. Very, very naughty.
Yes.
And they show their private parts. I mean, they're covered and stuff, but they're always flipping their skirts up and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And
I'm like, Kenny does the same thing.
Right.
Doing it right now.
Can he show us
that?
Can he show me his privates right now? Yes.
And I'm all caught up with the second season because it's currently airing. So I'm like dying now.
Okay.
When do we get to see it? Fridays?
Fridays, I think. Okay. Colin, he'll text me. I think it's Fridays. I know we have to go, but Dawn,
I gotta know you guys' favorites too from this season.
Okay, let's do this. Let's do Would You Rather, and let's do Would You Rather, and then a little bit later, I want to know what you guys think of season two, and then, like I said, I had that Walt Disney World news as well. We have a fun 7 o'clock hour still ahead. It is 7:27. Hey, guys, My Talk loves local, even with some optimism, you know, good vaccine news. Small businesses still need our love. We have a whole page, a whole list of resources on how to help. Let's love local together. Use keyword local on our website. Back with Would You Rather next.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor. From like the 70s or 80s.
Twin Peaks easily outdazzles all the new network shows.
The first
shows.
You really can't miss this show of the 90s.
Something of a miracle.
It is like nothing else on television.
A breakthrough.
Be there. A-plus.
A tale of sex, violence,
the first
and
TV
junk
masterpiece food. Of the 90s.
Like nothing on Earth.
Twin Peaks, Sunday. Da,
da, da. This has been a Jason and Alexis Classic Commercial. Da, da, da. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
We are celebrating Twin Peaks Day today with some classic ABC promos from the premiere in 1990.
Wow. Wow.
I was...
Oh, I thought there were two things
Keep
playing at once.
Oh, no, no. It was an overlapping kind of effect they did, but yeah. Oh, you mean the McDonald's land? Keep the glass.
Yeah. That's every right. time I hear a female announcer, I think, McLean could do that.
Yeah, she can.
You got nothing on McLean.
No. McLean's the best. Here we go, everyone.
It's time to make a choice. Would you rather? Jason and Alexis present Would You Rather?
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, let us begin. Would you rather? Oh, this is a fun one. Would you rather have a magic freezer that always has your favorite ice cream flavors?
Yes. Next question.
Or have a magic freezer that has a random ice cream flavor every time you open the door?
Oh.
Oh, A. I go first, A. Always. I need drumsticks. I always want drumsticks.
Yeah, that's your favorite every time. Yes,
every
I'm with Denny.
Single time.
Hmm. No, I'm with Dawn. Yeah. I want some variety.
Variety.
Right?
Variety. Thank you. Yeah.
So you get to try different ones.
Yeah.
Hells yeah. Ice cream's ice cream. It's like sex and pizza. Even when it's bad, it's still pretty
That's
good.
That's true. Mm.
Great. Mm. That's so great. Yeah.
Yeah, you never really walk away saying, oh, that was awful.
Yeah. That was pizza. Would you rather? Speaking of sex, this is from the XXX category.
Uh-oh.
Would you rather have to have foreplay for a full hour every time you have sex for the rest of your life, or never have foreplay again?
Oh, an hour of foreplay.
That's a very personal question.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. How much time do we have?
I'll do the extended release tablet. Yeah. Yes.
Extended. Yeah. What are you, Contact? The old drug from the 80s.
Exactly. I'll do the hour before. You still get to do it, right?
You still get to do it.
That's great.
Listen to McLean. She's like, sure, girl.
Yeah.
I got time.
I'll get her time. Yeah, yeah. Let's, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. If we've got an hour, sure.
No, let's get to it. I have shows to watch. So it's just never, yeah.
You've got pizza and ice cream.
Come on.
Yeah.
I got some knots. I got some knots.
A potty
got
some sandwich waiting
yes.
for Colin.
That's right. He has a potty sandwich, and I have an episode of Knots Landing to watch. Come on.
Oh, God.
Would you rather own an old-timey pirate ship and crew?
Oh.
or own a private jet with a pilot and infinite fuel?
That you can go further.
Oh yeah, private jet for sure.
Well, Jason and Alexis and Dawn, I'm thinking about my carbon footprint, and I have to imagine that a pirate ship would...
Oh, I thought you were trying to be a pirate.
No. I'm Bill Gates here, man. I am Bill Gates. I am going everywhere, and if you don't like it, I'll write you a check. Write you a check for carbon credits. I don't care. I'm flying.
Here we go. Me too. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Pirate ships will make up.
Just like Bill Gates said, I'll make it up in other ways. I'll help my carbon footprint in other ways. Yeah. Dawn, what did you say? You said jet too?
Jet, for sure. What are you going to do with pirates? That'd be fun for like 30 minutes and then go, okay.
Okay,
I'm
back.
Tired.
Yeah.
Thanks, One-Eyed Willie.
Right.
I told you my pirate joke, didn't I?
You did. We
yes,
don't
you
need
did.
To hear
yes,
that again.
Yes, yes. No,
it was very Alexis-like.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it.
Would you rather... be turned on and extremely horny every time you see a man wearing a fedora?
God, because right now it does the opposite.
Or, this is great. God, I love this game. Or, be turned on and extremely horny every time you see a man wearing Crocs.
Gosh.
Oh, man.
I knew Alexa liked this.
I'm going with the fedora.
Yeah, Crocs are a cold shower. You know, that's a saltpeter pill. Come on. Give me a break.
I'll do the Crocs.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm doing fedora. You have less of a chance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Too many people wear Crocs.
Well, Crocs,
and that's not a judgment.
Stinky.
I'm just saying it's just.
Yeah.
Are they stinky?
Well, they can be. I guess
really?
It's more the feet that are inside. But yeah,
squishing around in the rubber, making sweat. Ugh.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have some for the garage.
Like jelly shoes.
MC has garage Crocs.
Yeah.
Garage Crocs.
Slip on.
Last time I baked something, I wore them in the kitchen because my feet, you know, get.
Mm-hmm.
Sore if I'm just in bare feet.
Would you? I'm doing fedora. Would you rather have sex in a public place and have 200 strangers see you?
Gosh.
Or have sex in your bedroom in front of 7 coworkers?
Ew.
Oh.
Which 7?
Which 7?
Can you imagine being Arthur there critiquing your
enemy? Oh, hell! Oh, no. Stranger life. Strangers.
Strangers. And 200 strangers for sure.
Oh, there's
Low J.
No.
Oh, God.
There's
oh,
no.
Low J fat shaming us. Oh, my God.
Bend down a little bit more. I can't see you.
Ew.
The emperor, you know how the emperor is kind of gentle with his persuasion? Now, are you sure you want to go for that move?
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's your deal, but
That's it. Yeah.
Have you had that conversation a few times, Kenny?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You want to keep that tweet on your feed?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I can't even imagine. There
gross.
Isn't even... Oh, there's not even a good scenario. Like, 7's a lot. And putting together that 7... I mean,
let's all force each other to do it. We have to put together the 7.
Oh, what?
No, you know what? We can get dragged down to HR. Let's not do that. Let's move on.
Yeah. We don't even want to be one of the 7, do we?
No.
Ew. On both sides of that, it's embarrassing.
Well, no, I could.
No.
No, too much.
I know. What's the scenario, Lex? Am I looking through a window, or am I right there?
No, you're right there.
You're in a folding chair.
Says yes.
Okay.
Not even a comfortable chair. You're in a folding chair, which then Lori and Julia would bitch about their accommodations too. So I gotta sit on this the whole time.
Better be quick.
Yeah. Well, and it would be.
I hope you're happy with your choice.
Yeah.
This has been Would You Rather.
Oh, that was good. Oh, yeah. I can't even think of 3 that it would be acceptable. My.
Oh, I could throw three at you. Yeah.
That you'd want to see or that you'd want to see watching
that you?
You
wouldn't mind. I guess you know, I could
look,
do.
Look at the old clock, guys.
Yeah, we got to go. Yeah, we got to go. Yeah. 7:41. So details on what Mickey has in store for the 50th anniversary. Of only our show can go from.
Co-worker sex to Mickey Mouse.
So wrong.
It's a small world after all.
That is not the song you want to hear.
It's a world after all, world of Jesus.
I'm trying to concentrate over here.
I'm watching you.
We gotta go. We'll be back right after this.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
Diane, 2:15 p.m. I've just checked into the Great Northern Hotel in Twin Peaks. I've got to find out what kind of incredible trees they've got up here. I'll be meeting the sheriff at the morgue to examine the girl's body. There's a good chance the person who committed these crimes is...
Twin Peaks, a nice place to visit. But you wouldn't want to die there.
This has been a Jason and Alexis Classic Commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Celebrating Twin Peaks Day. That's another promo from the premiere of Twin Peaks on ABC from 1990. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Wrapping up our conversation, Alexis has dipped her toe into Drag Race UK, available on the Worlds of Wonder app. You can also see Drag Race shows from around the world, Holland and Canada. Your observations, Lex, about season two?
Yes, season two. Sorry, I just had to run from the kitchen.
Oh,
I'm winded.
Okay.
I'm sorry,
you know, Lex. Woo! Why don't you take a moment while I play another
more cafe.
No, it's fine. I'll play another song that would likely be in our bedroom with our.
That's better than a small world.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, good stuff. Oh, we go. Oh, do you want to talk about Drag Race season two? Let's do it.
Yes.
Okay, season two. Okay, I was like, we're going there, right? Okay.
Yeah.
I am curious if you guys have a favorite, like from the very beginning. Yeah. Who's your favorite?
Dawn.
My favorite right now, since I've watched all six that I can watch, is Bimini Bon Boulash.
Yes! Dawn, she's my favorite from the get-go. My absolute favorite. I don't know how she performs later on, but I love her look in and out of drag and just a really fun personality.
And I also think Tace is beautiful.
Oh, yes.
And really fun. So yeah, those are my top two.
She gets on my... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry. My apologies. No. Go, Alex.
Who's on your nerves?
Tace, sometimes, though gorgeous, gets on my nerves. My favorite is Lawrence Cheney.
Oh,
I love.
Yes.
I adore Lawrence Cheney.
So funny. Lawrence Cheney.
Cheney.
He's from Scotland.
Yes. Those are my... That he's my favorite. And Veronica Green.
Oh, what? You like Veronica Green?
Yes. I do. And yeah, I do. I
get to really know these queens way more than the United States cast. I mean, this is like they really all open up and have their moments and you really get to know what they went through.
Yeah.
There isn't that much drama. There's a little bit, but it's not like the current season of the American Drag Race.
Right. What do you think of Ahura?
Ahura and Sister could... my two least favorites.
Yeah.
Doesn't Ahura remind you of a previous queen?
Who?
I mean, for me, right away, I got Adore Delano.
Oh, yeah, a little bit. Yep.
And just kind of... with the fashion and kind of the attitude and
I
like her too.
What do you think of Ginny Lemon, Alexis?
Ginny Le oh campy and unique.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say she's one of my favorites, but she's absolutely lovable.
Right.
Yeah.
I hope we get to know her more. As I've only watched a few episodes, but
yeah, you will.
Yeah, you will.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if you guys want to, yeah, she's all right.
Okay.
She's not my fave. She's not my fave.
Yeah. Mm.
But yeah, you'll see. If you want to see it, it's available, like I said, on Worlds of Wonder, the app. And it's really good, my talkers. If you like the original, and also if you just want a good escape, my goodness.
Oh, yes.
It's just, it is the definition of like good, joyful escape TV. Yeah, it's so good.
Can you
good.
Imagine being a contestant? How tough that would be every day. I mean, it'd be fun, but...
Oh, it's a lot of work. Oh, yeah.
Can I just bring up something from the American Drag Race that we didn't talk about?
Yeah.
Monday. I was floored that Tina Burner dated Graham Norton.
Oh,
I didn't know that either.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a big, high-profile person to date.
And it wasn't just a fling. It was a relationship.
No. Relationship. There's paparazzi photos of them together. I mean, he looks very different, Tina Burner. But, wow.
And I have a feeling that it ended, and Graham, and for people that don't know, Graham is basically like the Stephen Colbert over in the UK. Mm-hmm. He's hosted a talk show for decades. He's a treasure over there. Graham had a statement after that news came out, and he said,
oh,
and I'm
God,
this is
what he say.
He said, and I'm paraphrasing. He goes, Drag Race is a perfect gig for her. She can drink and show off.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow.
Because Tina Burner had nothing but nice things to say about how lovely Graham Norton was.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah, you'd think that he would.
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
So, I'm sure he was being cheeky. I mean, I don't think of anything mean, but yeah, it's perfect. He can drink and show off.
I have a crush on Rosé. I used to hate Rosé.
Oh, I like Rosé too.
But in the beginning, I did not like her at all. But now I'm like,
yeah, I still don't.
Lovable and beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still don't, but... Oh, well. So, yeah, Drag Race, you can see in VH1 on Fridays. UK, My Talkers, you can see on the Worlds of Wonder app for a small monthly fee, and then just cancel it after you watch the seasons. That's what I do.
It's $4 it looks
$4
like a month.
Yeah, it's $4. So it's easy. Easy pleasy. Really quick. So Walt Disney World has announced their plans. You know, it's the 50th anniversary this year. And of Walt Disney World. And, you know, there was a lot of questions of what they were going to do because of the pandemic. A lot of the projects were put on hold, obviously, and delayed, obviously, because of last year. A lot of rides that were supposed to be done have been delayed. The biggest being the ride, and I'm so bummed, was a Tron coaster. And if you're listening, if you're listening and you're an amusement park fan, Google the Tron coaster in the, I believe it's the Hong Kong Disney World.
The simulation.
Oh my goodness. That coaster, and there's so many videos of people doing a point of view videos on that ride. This is an exact replica, basically, of the popular ride from Hong Kong Disneyland. This was supposed to be done at Magic Kingdom this year, but it was delayed. Guardians of the Galaxy ride's been delayed. A total revamp of the Epcot Park has been delayed. All of this, a lot of this was supposed to be done in time for the 50th.
Mm.
But so what they're going to do is the celebration's going to last 18 months. It's going to start in October. And all of the signature buildings, the Cinderella's Castle, the Spaceship Earth, the Hollywood Tower of Terror, and the Tree of Life, all of their symbols will be changed for the celebration. Like the Spaceship Earth at Epcot will have exterior lights on now. So the shell of it can change color. It's without lights being projected on it. The castle will have decorations on it.
Isn't it kind of surprising that they didn't do this while it's like less capacity, less people?
Well, the construction crew, you know, at the beginning of the pandemic, they couldn't even have crews there. So that's why.
Way behind, yeah.
I'll have more when Two Fairy Godfathers premieres very soon. Right now, 651-641-1071. Call for a special edition of Read Your Sticks next.